we're off and running on the air. Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, along with you for the ride today. And again, we do want to mention we had the news story first today. Breaking news, like they always say on CNN, but it's a sad story. We don't like being first with a story like this. The story is, and it's not confirmed yet by the school, that the season has been canceled, but the River Valley High School football team, which was doing so well this year, they defeated Pleasant. They won their first playoff game last week. Luke Rogers broke the school record for most touchdowns in one game last week, 6 touchdowns in one game.
How do you get enough time to do that?
I know. Well, and the sad story of it is all, starting yesterday, and we don't know when it all broke out, but there has been a spread of the possibility of COVID-19 at River Valley, and it has filtered into the football team. Now, we don't know if the football team has confirmed cases or not. I imagine the tests were administered yesterday or sometime this week. But the as many as 50 people involved with the football program possibly have COVID-19. 70 people in the school in general have been told to stay home today because of quarantining. That definitely is a cluster, and with the second playoff game 48 hours away, doesn't look good on that happening, but we don't know. So Glenn, being a sports person, what do you make of that story?
It breaks my heart. I have had 3 kids that were high school and college athletes, and if their final game, either at the high school or the college level, had been canceled, it would have broken their hearts, which breaks my heart. And the fact that you interviewed Abby's son, and Luke, thank you, and just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, something like that, for his remarkable feat of 6 touchdowns in a single game. I bet there's no pro that's ever had 6 touchdowns in a single game.
Well, it's interesting to me because he had 6 in the game with Pleasant, tough team, and Harding, you know, local school. In the course of 2 weeks, he had 6 touchdowns back then. And then in the first playoff game against Maumee last week, he had 6 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, wow.
Which was a River Valley school record.
Which is fantastic, but it breaks my heart for him if this news is completely true. Now, you're pretty sure that it's true, but how far it's going to go, we don't know yet whether they've canceled the playoff game.
The quarantining's true.
Yeah, but will they
Cancel the game Friday? That we don't know.
It probably depends on the number of kids that are positive.
Well, here's the problem, though. If you tell, this is just what I'm thinking, this is speculation, this is not a news story, but if you tell the kids to stay, if you tell the entire football team to stay home on Tuesday or Wednesday because of quarantining, that means they think that the football team has come in contact with somebody who has tested positive. So even if that's true, the recommendation, even if you test negative, is going to be a 2-week quarantine. So how do you play Friday?
Yeah, the chances are slim and none, and slim and leaving down. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, it breaks my heart for the kids. I know how important that is to them. I remember, you didn't play high school or football, did
no,
you?
No.
Yeah. I remember my senior high school football game. My college football games are easily remembered because I was picking splinters out of my derriere. But the high school game, I was kind of a semi-star. And that final game, I can still remember the game, which at my age is hard to do.
Now, just because we want to be accurate, not about this story, but Luke actually only played the first half in 52 seconds of the third quarter, not even the whole game, where he broke the record.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Abby, I hope you're still listening.
Well, he may join my grandson in a college, Division I college,
when he was in here, though, he said he didn't know if he wanted to play football.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't close the door on it, but didn't say yes.
You know, when I had the opportunity to play, I was offered a scholarship at a couple schools. When I had the opportunity, I really didn't think about whether I really wanted to play football in college. I knew how much rougher it was. I didn't realize how I wouldn't get to play a whole lot because I was 175-pound middle linebacker. But I understand that because it's a pretty big commitment. When you go to college, kids don't understand this. And I've tried to explain to my grandson, who's only 15 and already been recruited by North Carolina, when you go to college to play sports, it is all consuming. It totally is, if you're at the high level. Be real careful about choosing a school, because if you go to a school that you don't like, or they don't have your major that you want, it's not so easy to transfer and still play. So.
You know what? In the last 2 weeks, starting with Luke, which I want to continue to talk about here, because I think somebody who breaks a school record deserves to be talked about.
Oh, he sure does.
And moving on later on to talk about Taylor and Gavin, who we had in here this morning. These are all
great guests.
Well, in this,
great
these guests. Are all kids between the ages of 17 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I have such faith and just an exuberance in Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
That people, they're the forgotten generation, they're the technical generation, they're the social media generation, they're the we don't care generation. Boy, you wouldn't know that by these three.
Yeah, you sure wouldn't. And I liked the, while you were talking to him on the air, you said something about you didn't know anything about what they know because you aren't a Gen Zer. I'm so far removed from Gen Z.
Well, no, it's depressing, Glenn. Because,
yeah, I know it is.
Because what happens is you always think of yourself in the back of your mind as being young.
Mm-hmm.
And when your friends, and I would say I'm friends with them, you certainly think of yourself as being young. You don't realize the age difference.
Yeah, you don't.
And then you realize, it dawns on you, that you're old enough to be their parent.
Yeah. Well, when I was at OU, at both of the colleges that I worked in, I had, I'd guess, about 40 students every year that would come and work in my office, because my office was public relations for the athletic department. I was assistant AD at both schools. And I was much older then. I think that my last year at OU, I was 50, but I never thought of myself as 50 when I was at OU. I thought of myself as 20, because you're always with that age kid. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it keeps you young.
Yeah,
Keeps you certainly in the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know about TikTok if it wasn't for these.
I thought it was funny that couldn't even remember whether it was Gen Y, Gen Z, Gen R.
Well, because you know what? Generation X was a big one.
Yeah.
Because that was allegedly the generation where everything changed.
Yeah.
And then Gen Y came, but nobody talks about Gen Y.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure where it is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But somehow we're in Gen Z now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So what's the next generation?
AA.
Like batteries. Like the batteries.
Yeah, like the batteries.
But what I want to say, and I've heard this, and I don't want any of this to seep into Luke, who broke the record, Luke Rogers, because, you know, people are sour grapes. They're always sour grapes. And somebody did say to me, well, you know, Mommy is a terrible school. You know, and blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, fine. Let me tell you this. River Valley has been around for how long? River Valley High School football. The record means it has never been done. Glenn's going to get the record for spilling stuff, missing his mouth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do
I'm sorry,
here, Glenn.
I had to get rid of that coffee real quickly because it was getting cold. I'm sorry.
In any event, the sour grapes of this are, oh, Mommy was a terrible team, and that's why he scored 6 touchdowns in the game. Well, let me tell you something. I'm sure in the more than half century of River Valley football that they played terrible teams,
yeah,
and nobody else scored 6 touchdowns in one game. So there you go.
We had a kid named David Jamerson, who played for 2 or 3 professional basketball teams. David was a phenomenal player. He was from up Cuyahoga Falls. And David broke the record for most number of 3 points in a game when we played Charleston. And everybody, well, not everybody, but we had a lot of people jump on us for publicizing the fact that he had broken the 3-point record at the NCAA level. And I think he ended up with 60-some points in that game, and they took him out 8 minutes before the game was over, much like this Mommy thing. of course, Charleston wasn't that good that year, but they had had great years. We didn't go there thinking, oh, well, we're going to go play a walkover. You still had to shoot the ball from, what is it, 26 feet or whatever.
Well, and excuse me, Luke is not the quarterback.
Yes.
Somebody had to choose to throw to him.
Yep.
He had to run it in.
Had to catch it.
He had to catch it. He had to run it in 6 times in one half.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about that.
Yeah, right. That's pretty outstanding.
You know, so, but I have heard people, you know, when I've announced it, they give a little diminishment. I don't think they're trying to diminish him.
No,
I think they're just trying to say it could have been done. Well, yeah, it was done.
It was.
But only by one person.
And the fact that he had to catch the ball. A lot of people, well, I was a tight end and a linebacker.
Field could be empty and I wouldn't score 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to say basically the same thing. I was a tight end and was supposed to catch the ball, but I couldn't have caught 6 passes, I don't think, in a game.
And
in a
run
half.
Them in. And yeah. Run them in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing to me. You know, and the thing about that that's amazing, even though Mommy is still a football team. You know, they're not dumb.
And they didn't lay down that first half.
No, they didn't lay down. And the thing of it is, what normally happens, if somebody scores 2 or 3 touchdowns on you, you really start to guard that person.
Sure, absolutely.
And obviously either that didn't happen, which I can't imagine it didn't,
but he was
just that good to be overcome that.
Well, and also, you said he did it basically in a half. I'm proud of the coach for pulling him out. And we pulled David out of that game, and it was kind of sad because he was at the point where if he had kept going, he probably would have broken the 100-point record for basketball. But they pulled him out because you don't ever want to run your opponent's nose into the dirt. And I'm proud that our coach... I say our coach, our River Valley's coach. I'm proud that he did that.
There you go.
So you had such a great duo this morning, though. I really, Gavin and I'm sorry, the young lady's name I forgot. I keep thinking it was Sterling. That's wrong.
Taylor.
They were really good this morning, and I love listening to them. It gives you hope. At my age, at 74 years old, I had kind of started to lose a little bit of hope in our future generations, but that gave me a lot of hope.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly what it is.
Are you getting a lot of grief from
on
the internet?
Well, we'll tell this story after the break about this story.
Right.
And it's stupid. It's funny little goofy stuff.
Okay.
But it's just one of those things.
All right.
But we congratulate Luke. And you know what? If they do play Friday, great.
Yeah. I think you're right, though. I think the chances are slim. No.
Okay. Let me just think on this, audience, because we're about to go to a break here in about 45 seconds. But what does this line mean to you? Now, Glenn, you're the only one who can answer at this point. It looks as if the River Valley High school football season has ended due to COVID-19. What does that say to you?
That the epidemic is serious.
Right. But what does it say about the game itself?
It's not bigger than the kids?
No, the line, it looks as if the River Valley High School football season has ended due to COVID-19. Now, is that saying it definitely has ended?
Oh, is that from somebody that knows?
No, that was the news story that we put out today.
Okay, all right. It doesn't say it's definitely in.
Right, but that's what they're hitting us on now.
Okay, all right. Well,
there you go.
You
sour grapes.
As a matter of fact, you started your news release by saying that basically it was a possibility, not that it was a probability.
Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, Glenn, we're back. And speaking of sour grapes, and I'm sorry we have to do this. I know, wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, our mics are working great.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
On this River Valley story.
Okay.
Everything we have said is absolutely true.
Yes.
And we don't know if the game's canceled Friday.
That's right, and you said that.
And I said that. Now, the press release, here's what's happening this morning, for whatever reason.
You set that thing on fire.
I set it on fire, and now people are ticked off. Yeah. The first line, here's the release as it reads. Okay, I don't think I've said it word for word on the air.
Okay.
But here's, as it you will read it online today. It looks as if the River Valley High School football season has ended due to COVID-19. Many players and other students are under quarantine today while contact tracing is being done. The numbers are not exact, but possibly as many as 70 students and 50 people in the football program are involved. River Valley High School football had another playoff game scheduled Friday. More as the story develops. That's the story.
Looks as if kind of bailed you out right at the beginning.
Did we say the game is canceled?
No, you didn't.
Because now we are Now we are being hit by people who are saying, you said the game was canceled.
Well, you don't know yet, and you said it looks as if. So, and I can't imagine anybody who would find out that that many people were affected. Anybody's going to say, well, that doesn't look good.
No, if we would have said the game's canceled, I would have said the season is over.
Yeah, and you would have had to, and I can understand why people would be upset if you had said that, because you really need
the
superintendent or at least the football coach to call you and
Absolutely.
Tell you.
Absolutely, we don't know. Right. But I don't think you start, I mean, how do you lead that story? Everything's fine. The game's going to happen. I mean, what?
Everything's fine, but we don't know whether the game's going to happen.
The whole football team's home quarantining today, but everything's hunky-dory for Friday's
game.
Please
don't say that. Somebody will catch you halfway through your sentence, and they will
No, but
go
you
crazy.
Know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I you know, certainly I am not on the talent level of Luke here, but he got the sour grapes for six touchdowns. We had the story first. We're getting sour grapes from other local media about this, so there you go. Whatever.
As they say, poop happens.
It does. But I appreciate it because they're making it more popular.
Yeah.
They're making the post more popular, so thank you so much.
And not only that, but it's kind of given us an idea how many people listen to us by all the different people that are sharing it.
It says the first sentence clearly says that we said the game was canceled.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Well,
you just read it. Okay.
I don't know. Again, Just for reference, because you'll probably hear about this from some people
today.
It looks as if the River Valley High School football season has ended.
Okay, if they didn't hear the first three words, you said the football season has ended. But if you listen to the first three words, that qualifies it. Whichever one of those two words, I mean.
So I'm just going to do a little response here.
Okay. Well, I will keep on talking.
I'm done.
Okay.
I just said, as if means cancel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it?
Anyway, that's why this is the radio station so many people listen to here in Marion.
Sour grapes.
Here in Marion.
Sour grapes.
We seem to have the better contacts.
And now we're getting a message, bad attention is still good attention. Bad attention is attention.
Yes.
Yes.
No
such thing as bad press.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that's not always true. Having been in public relations since I was 21, there is bad press that turns out bad. So, but most of the time, any press is good.
Yeah, I just don't know. And by the way, the person critiquing that is, I'm not going to say their name, but it's somebody who works in media.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not exactly somebody from the, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I understand.
Whatever. I just don't know what world as if means you're canceled.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. So there you go.
That was a quantifier.
Well, and I wanted to make sure to say that, yeah. And also wanted to make sure that, and which I did, the numbers are not exact. I don't know the numbers. Absolutely right. Don't. I don't think anybody does at this point.
Right. They haven't gotten through with their contact tracing stuff.
Right. So, you know, I just hope the kids are okay. That's a sad thing. You're making a big deal over as if or is canceled, and we clearly have a cluster,
yes,
out at River Valley, and you're not worried about that?
And if it gets worse, what happens to the whole school? You know,
I mean, let's be serious.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, me.
Geez, Glenn.
Life wouldn't be any fun if everything was rosy and smooth.
No, and you know what? I appreciate that people critique things.
Yeah.
They critique everything.
They never critique me because they don't listen.
No, but you get disagreeing opinions.
Yeah, I do.
I
get several.
And you have to spell it out for some people.
You know, you get them on the air. I usually get them on my phone. I guess I shouldn't have given away my phone, contact information so readily. But I have people that text me. And you're getting people to text you.
Yeah,
too.
We're getting all kinds of little stuff here. I don't know. This, when I asked, just, you know, to keep the chain going here, because I think it's a developing story. When I asked if as if meant canceled, the person went back and said the email sent out stated multiple positive tests. Putting numbers like 70 and 50 is irresponsible reporting. Just because there are 120 people related to the program doesn't mean even a fraction will be affected. There has been no word on canceling the game Friday. Quit jumping the gun.
Okay.
I don't know that we did.
Well, if I were a person planning ahead, I'd like to know that information. And if you have to wait till Friday night to find out, that's not very good.
And just in my final thing, I'm going to say, we said again, the numbers were not exact.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, well, you never please everybody. That's what my mother used to tell me.
No, and I appreciate that people care that much.
Well, and also it's a learning experience for you, too.
I wouldn't do it any different.
Yeah, but you're learning that there are people that will criticize for you for saying something.
Like, oh, that's not the first time. Oh, no, no.
Won't be the last time.
No, and the first time won't be the last time. It's just one of those things. It's a sour grape thing. And you know what? When this is what they'll say. If they cancel the football game, which, as you have said, looks pretty...
Yeah, I would say it's pretty logical.
Okay. So when they do, when we report that, these people will say, but they didn't say it when you wrote the story.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's what, you know, one of the neat things about good news is that you report, as long as you have, and you had three corroborating sources, as long as you have more than two or more corroborating sources, you're just reporting news. You're not saying,
well, that's it,
one way or the other.
I never said we got it from the school.
No,
I never said that anything of that nature went that way.
Okay.
I'm just saying this is what I was told by somebody very close to the program.
Right.
They gave me those numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
I did not pull those numbers out of my head.
Well, I think you should go home and think about this.
Yeah, I'm worried. It'll be on my mind, Glenn. It'll be on my mind all day. But I'm not responding to anything more they say, because then you just get into
you don't want to get into
it. I've said what needed to be said, that we did not say the game was canceled, and we did not say the numbers were exact. So,
and this other person that you're talking about has a source that they can get on and tell the whole world
that
they
cover
you're a big liar.
Well, why don't they cover the story?
I don't know. Maybe they
Why don't
know
they
now.
Just get off their derrieres and roll right over there, get on top of it?
Yeah.
In any event,
okay.
The people we had on this morning, Taylor Myers and Gavin Richards.
Yeah, very good. I really enjoyed listening to them. It was kind of a fresh breath of fresh air to listen to young people who are intelligent, thoughtful, courteous, you know, and like you said, also, you always think of yourself as being your younger self. I don't think of myself as being 74. I think of myself as being 21. So, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I love, one of the things I really enjoy doing, I watch a lot of news shows, And I am absolutely, I've had an opportunity to contact Heidi Presbilla, who is one of the MSNBC people. How brilliant is she? I mean, and she's not one of their top people. I mean, she is a top person, but she's not one of the ones that you see a lot. But if she's that smart, and then you see all these 30-something kids, and they're kids to me, how brilliant they are. I can't imagine. If I had it to do over again, I'd get off my derriere and quit being so lazy, and I would have been a better news person. Because all you have to do is work at it.
News is not an exact science, first of all. There are many times you have to come back and say, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when I was in the actual news end, and I was both in sports news and also in hard news, I had to have a corroborating source. So I couldn't just throw crap against the wall and see if it stuck.
Okay, but what... Now, see, this is interesting, because what is a corroborating source? Because that doesn't always have to be the source.
That's true. And a corroborating source... was somebody close to the program.
Done.
That you trusted.
Done.
Yeah. And, you know, when I would do stuff, Sports Illustrated is a great example, and I wish I could remember the writer's name. Everybody would know the name. He did several stories on our kid. This was 100 years ago. Mark Aguirre, who ended up being the first pick, but he did several stories on him, and they had to have three sources, and they had to have a source that was only one person away from the person they were talking
about. Well, I'll tell you this, if anything in that story is false, let us know.
Yeah, sure. And
we'll fix it.
And we need to correct it if it's wrong.
Absolutely.
And not just the numbers, because you said the numbers were not...
I never said, and 100%. We didn't say the game was canceled, so yeah. I really don't know where they're going to hit us here, but go right ahead, I guess. But here's the point of it all, is that I knew about this last night.
Yeah.
And I did wait, because I wanted to get, this would actually be the third person who told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, three to me, yeah, I remember Dan Rather, who was the one, he wasn't on the air in 1963, but when JFK was assassinated, Cronkite's on the air.
Yeah, I remember
Dan Rather's working at a station in Texas.
You weren't alive yet.
I was not alive then. I'm not that old. Dan Rather's working at a station in Texas, and nobody from the administration would say that he was dead.
Yeah.
Nobody from the press office would say that he's dead. Nobody from the governor's office would say that he's dead. But there were people who saw it, who said what happened, which was pretty graphic,
yeah.
His head. There were people in the hospital who said he was DOA.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Rather said that.
Yeah.
He said, you know, once you have three people saying pretty much the same thing, if that were... John Johnson and not the president, you'd have a dead person.
Yeah.
And that's what you report.
Yeah.
And he said that's why he did.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran with it. And you know what? It was true.
Yeah.
So you can't always wait sometime for the people who are in the know to tell you. But if enough people are telling you that this is happening and you don't find that to be misleading and they're all saying pretty much the same thing, hey, you go with it.
You know, I think I wonder how much the current atmosphere of our news is reflected in this response that you've gotten. We have now gotten to a situation where there are several news broadcasting outlets that the truth, they're only closely related to what I mean, they just
John,
happen
you know,
to
I
glance at
fruitcake
it.
So much that for me, it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio on Wednesday. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and we're going to finish out this discussion about news stories and accuracy. Because to be honest with you, and forget this story. I mean, This is where it started this morning. But the truth of the matter is that good reporting is not an exact science. And you don't always get it right the first time. But there is a problem. The reason I didn't report it last night was because I'd only heard it from one person, and I didn't know.
That would have been wrong.
That would have been wrong.
Yeah.
But three people later, and nobody's reporting it, you make a decision at that point.
Right.
You say, do I go with what three people said and write it as loose as I can with no confirmation? Or do I just say nothing? And I think news people, that's our job. This is where people should get out of the business. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that. They should get out of the business. If you think that's not a story in Marion, Ohio this morning, it is.
Yeah.
And we were not reporting it. The Star didn't have it. No other radio station had it. Nobody was reporting anything about it. And we now know that there are cases. The only thing we're squabbling here about is how many, and is the game Friday canceled? We didn't use any names.
Yeah.
We didn't. So get real. Yeah. People needed to know.
Well, you know, that's the beginning of a totalitarian regime when the news sources have to be told that it's okay to broadcast them.
Oh, excuse me. We have to get your permission before we can run a story.
Yeah. And now, if you're running a story maliciously to hurt somebody else, that's not news. That's just propaganda. And this was not to hurt anybody. It was just to state the facts. And I'm proud of you.
Well, I stand by anything.
Yeah.
I could give a flip-flop what other people think. What I don't like about this
is... I thought you were going someplace else. Okay. Good.
Something else that begins with F?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing about this whole story that ticks me off. I know the person who gave me... I know the two people of the three are as straight on... They don't work for the school, but they're as straight on as you're going
to
get.
Well, and one of them was right next to the source. So.
Right. So don't tell me, you know, your little garbage nonsense here. Because you attack me all day long. I'm here every day. You know, I stink 4 out of 5 days a week. But don't.
Take a bath.
But don't. But don't try to attack the credibility of the sources.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good story, needed to be told. Now, if the alternative was done and nobody said anything about anything until the authorities came out with a news release, which will probably be tonight, I'm guessing.
Well, they're figuring it out.
Well, now it will be quicker because you brought the story out. But see, that's part of the news thing. If you bring out a news story, then they've got to respond to it and tell you whether you've got all the facts right or not. So, you know, you're doing a social service you brought out the most of the facts that you could and gave the caveat that they may be incorrect to some degree.
Again, news is the best obtainable version of the truth that we have at the time.
Yeah.
If we waited to run every story until we got the source to confirm it, there would be stories we would never run.
You know, one of the things that frightens me about politics right now is if we didn't have a pretty good news cadre, the people, CNN and... I was going to say MSNBC, but there are a lot of people that hate them. But if we didn't have a good cadre of news reporters, we might not know what's going on in the government.
Maybe this is the AP calling to
it
shut us down.
It probably is. You're fired.
Shut us down. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, volunteer on hand. call the school and get confirmation from the school instead of playing around the bush.
Well, I think the problem is, at this particular point, I don't think the school is going to say the game is...
The school will be the source to give it to you, and then you can get the exact numbers.
Right, but what I'm saying, I don't think they would give us that, is the problem.
Well...
They're not going to say anything until they're firm, 100%.
Right, right. Yeah. And would you have had us wait until we knew?
Instead of waiting for some of these false reports or whatever coming out.
Well, I don't know that they're false reports. I think it's absolutely confirmed that the kids do have this, and I think it is confirmed. Well, okay, that caller left us. No, I don't know that it isn't confirmed, what we wrote.
Well, you know, and it might be a good for a follow-up call because you did it this morning and you haven't had a chance to get off the air.
No, if we had a bigger staff, I would call the school.
Yeah, and that might be a good idea to do later when you get off the air.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
But you know what?
He makes a good point. I mean, if we had staff to call around, we would have called.
But I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I would or not have.
Okay.
Because, again... the game's not canceled.
Right. And you didn't say it was.
No. So what's the school going to say about that? Nothing. And as far as the kids goes, I have worked in schools. I don't need the numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do I need to ask the school at this point?
Confirm whether or not they're going to play the game, but they don't know until the high school association tells them whether they can or can't or must not.
Right.
Yeah.
So what?
You're just forewarning the people that were planning to go to the game.
I'm just letting you know. Hey, listen, you don't want to know, don't pay attention to it. That's all I got to say. You know, and I'll tell you
what.
You're
a big fat liar.
You know, I guess when we find out, you know, we'll just go neener, neener, neener. I don't know. What do you? I mean, it's such a silly thing here. I mean, honest to goodness.
Yeah, I don't know why people even care, quite frankly, whether you said it or not. If you had told a lie or told something that you didn't have any confirmation about, that might be a little different.
Well, even if I had reported that kids were home today and they weren't, okay, hit me on that. But that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll find out. Friday's just around the bend.
We shall find out.
I'll ask Dr. Feynman today where the borderline is on things like that.
Okay, and again. There is no confirmation that the game is canceled, which right. is what we have been saying right. all morning. There is no confirmation of the game being canceled, but the fact that 50-plus players and several other students are being quarantined due to several positive cases, that's what we've reported.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of scary that that's happening because the state of Ohio is on the upturn of the coronavirus. It's kind of scary that it's hitting this area because, well, actually, this area has been kind of hot for, we're in the red right now, and we've been kind of hot for a long time.
Okay, and again, from the source, mm-hmm. from the source, just so if you want to know, no one can deny that information if they receive the district-wide email or phone call from the superintendent last night. So this is from an email that was sent district-wide.
There you go.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't need to call the school.
Well, you got the facts.
If the school wants to call me, go right ahead.
And they probably will once they have it wordsmithed into a... acceptable news release. That's one of the problems.
You know why news sources get just, and I want you to come in with it. You know why the only reason the school would get angry at this is because we got it ahead of them. That's what they wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Because they're probably answering a lot of questions right now.
Well, as a person having been in the position where I answered for schools, I would have been a little steamed if somebody had jumped it, especially if my boss hadn't told me already.
But in the news source, in the news business, would you have run it knowing what we had?
I would have.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would have called all my staff together to do all the phone calls you need to do. You know, all our staff.
Well, you know, and to be honest with you,
don't lean away from that mic. We can't hear you.
Well, now it's all rolling in, and not the negative; it's the positive rolling in.
Good.
But it's just it's one of those things where it's just the fact. This is where we. Let's get a call in.
Yeah, have somebody else talk.
I hope this is River Valley. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Chip, how you doing?
There's good. A relief.
Good. So what's new, Chip? What do you think about this whole football situation?
No.
So have you followed River Valley?
No, Pleasant.
Oh, Pleasant.
Pleasant, yeah.
How are they doing this year?
Good.
Well, didn't they just, isn't that one of the teams that River Valley just played?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, sir.
Yeah?
Me find Matt Baker on YouTube.
Oh, you found him on YouTube. Perfect, Chip.
Yeah.
Now, did you find any videos that we did with Ox, or did you find some of your own?
No, trying you guys do Matt Baker, too.
Good. Well, I'm glad you found it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Chip. Thanks, Chip, for calling. It's always good to hear your voice.
Okay, sir.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, if you have an opinion on this and would like to tell us we're completely wrong, go ahead.
All right, either way.
We're of the airwaves. We don't screen these calls.
That's why we are the voice of Marion.
The voice of Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
One of the big joys that I have about working here, it's not the salary.
Not the paycheck?
One of the joys I have is that we continue the tradition of newscasting over the air, whereas it's kind of hard to find newscasting over the air anymore.
Oh, and there's none.
On the radio.
There's
yeah.
none.
Yeah. Now, there are some television newscasting. There is that. Usually at the national level, not at the local level. It's hard to find good local news anymore on TV. But we are the Marion local news. And we have sources all over the place that give us insights.
We now have the email.
All right.
Here's the email
from
that went out
RV?
Last night from RV.
Okay.
Went out last night that we reported on.
All right.
Okay. Just so you know,
okay.
out there, there are several important items in this email. Today we have been notified of multiple positive COVID test within the high school football program. Until we are able to work through contact tracing with Marion Public Health, we are requiring that all 9 through 12th grade football players stay home from school on Wednesday, October the 14th. Students should log in and learn remotely during the day on October 14th. Also, there will be no practice tomorrow, Wednesday, October 14th. Finally, we are strongly recommending that parents not purchase tickets for Friday's game at the opening of the purchase window at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, as the tickets are non-refundable. We will communicate with you further about this once we have more information.
Ooh, one of the things that really struck me strange on that one, and did that come from the superintendent's
That's
office?
From the superintendent's office.
All right. One of the things that
last night.
One of the things that struck me strange is that there's no. You can't get your money back if you buy the tickets.
So I wonder why they're telling people not to buy tickets.
Yeah. That's kind of scary, though. I mean, if you want to go to the game, I don't know how they have it socially distanced. Maybe they only allow 25% of the stadium to be filled. But if you want to buy the tickets and you want to go to the game, now you're caught. If I buy the ticket, they won't give me my money back if they don't have the game. I think that's a little weak. I think they should offer refunds if you do buy the tickets. I don't know. That's me.
They probably have no mechanism to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
It's probably what's going on.
Yeah, and rather than try to develop a mechanism, they just say, don't buy them until we know. And I would, if I were a parent, I don't think I'd be buying my tickets yet.
You know what? And maybe during the break, I'll email the superintendent.
There you go.
And we'll find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Glenn, doesn't this get your blood rushing this morning?
No, what gets my blood rushing is a good vodka and tonic. No, I don't drink vodka. So that was BS.
We had a show on here one time called BS.
Okay.
You should have been a part of that.
I should have. I'm full of it. So,
limited tickets is the reason. You can only buy them if you have codes.
Okay.
So that's probably...
My wife and I were headed. It's kind of interesting. I have a grandson, not the one that's going to be playing for North Carolina, but I have a grandson that is running for Worthington High School in the cross country program, and I had made arrangements to go to it because we were invited to it by his parents, and we were in the car and we got a text saying, "Well, you can't come." Because if you come, we can't go to the game. You know, only allow two people.
We're going to take the call, and then we're going to come back. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Natchez James Anderson.
James, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just listening to your program, and it just kind of reminded me of what you're going through. But I have to tell you, false news can really mess with you. last month, we had a potential bomb threat that someone buddy made a geocache.
If you're not familiar
with geocache, it's a little item you can put out, and then basically you treasure hunt, and you get your coordinates and find some items. Well, somehow, some Facebook page, and I won't mention the name, but they said instead of a potential bomb, they said a dead body.
Oh,
yeah. We talked about it on our show last week.
Shared in my boss, and within probably the first 15, 20 minutes, it was shared like over 100 times. I mean, just in that short time frame. So it's not much of the potential bomb threat was bad, but it was just saying that they read it on the scanner and said it was a dead body. That was Dan and I spent hours and hours trying to put fires out. So.
And that's where you have to be careful. But, you know, had three people said it was a bomb threat, I think sometimes you have to go with that story.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Clearly.
For safety.
Yeah. You know, I mean, James, do you feel that we did anything wrong here this morning?
No. I mean, I think you have the appropriate, information. And, you were trying to give that, the public, some information.
Hey, James. The pawpaw was wonderful. My wife and I ate both of them.
That's great. Yeah.
And James, we're going to break here. It's a hard break. Thank you, James.
All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be back in 10 minutes with more on this story.
See news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an WWGH newsper flying high overhead.